Good day, ladies and gentlemen. What a moment in history. The Canadians have made themselves known to the whole world and to the de facto government. The Canadian truckers, as well as so many other millions of people in Canada that know about the vaccines, that know that they're being lied to and made fools of at their own expenses and driven to virtually bankruptcy in the hands of a pathetic, pathetic through group of men, a pathetic group of men and women that own Canada. I know if you are listening to me for the first time, you may find that some of the words that I use may not be familiar with you. But you can always check my videos and educate yourself. So for the Canadian people and the truckers that have made this happen, the world thanks you. Certainly, that's the perception that I have. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. Your ability to do what you need to do as men and women has caught the attention of the entire world. The entire world is now being inspired by the truckers, the men and women that drive the trucks into the very arteries of cities and towns and keep the entire country afloat with food and etc. So I am so very proud of you. For me, these are heartwarming moments when a people of a nation realizes that your government, the so-called your government that stole your power of attorney by way of crookedness, is a criminal organization. And at this stage, they of course will be using the police, and I'll deal with them in a minute, to be able to try to thwart you. And they will cause all forms of fear-mongering. These things, of course, don't work on you because you've already told what you think of them. When it comes to the police, it doesn't matter who it is. You have to, when you engage with them, the first words that have to come out of your mouth in any country in the world, in whatever language, is that you must put them under their oath of office or their oath of duty. And on a geometric level playing field. A geometric level playing field means that you're dealing with men and women in uniform, just as you, the truck drivers, are men and women out of uniform, because you too have policing powers if need be. You know, that's you going to help somebody. That's you stopping somebody from hurting you or other people. And if the police do that, then they are out of their oath. They are acting, or I should say, they are performing duties as a privateer. And at that moment, they have abdicated their oath. And as a result, if they do not say that they are under their penalty of perjury and that they are under the oath on a geometric level playing field, a minimum of three times when you ask them, you are now free to put them under arrest because they are mercenaries practicing piracy for a corporation in their private capacity. In other words, they're not public. They are not public safety officers. They are working for corporations, banks, and so on and so forth, that are trying to enforce corporate law, which is like me enforcing corporate law on McDonald's to behave themselves. And they think that you are a corporate instrument because you hold a corporate driving license. The things that you are using, the so-called trucks, as it were, these are your units of travel. Okay, they are units of your travel. Whether you have goods in them or not, long as you are not performing, as it were, commercial, and you are telling the Canadian government and the police officers what to do, because you are not there to protest. You are there to dictate your terms and conditions to anybody that comes your way. So the police officers will try to abdicate without you knowing the abdication of their oath to try to practice mercenary to enforce corporate jurisdiction. You are not corporate, you are men and women. You have power over any man or woman or any uniform or any pirate or mercenary. You have, as a man, power over them. And you must exercise your power. Especially if they are trying to stop that which is healthy, that which is good for your country. It is your country, and it has been infected by these corporations that wish to remove your faith, your houses, your homes, your children, your rights even, as you know, and get you to wear things like masks that have got nothing to do with nothing. Full stop. So, ladies and gentlemen, if I have not made this clear to you, the Arab Spring Uprise is what caused the Egyptians to change just under 10 years ago. That self-same movement is now taking place all over the world thanks to the Canadians. The Americans are being inspired. The fact that you can get together, agree upon something. The Americans are also following suit. The French have already started, and it will spread all over the world. New Zealand is already started. The Australians have also started. You see, the truckers, for those people that are not aware of it, the truckers are like, they're like the blood cells. They're like blood cells running through the main arteries of in and out of the vital organs, what we call cities. They supply them with energy, food, knowledge, education, transportation, and etc. Yes, you have the superhighway of electronics and so on and so forth, which you are using to record these things and upload. Needless to say, you will have actors there pretending that they are doing something, but they're actually agitators. What I like about this, understood that every single one of you is a cell in itself, answerable to yourself. And you have not organized yourself, thank God, into a centralized organization, but you have all manner of people that are speaking up. Because each one of you have a voice. Each one of you has judgment, and that's called a driving license. Without judgment, you won't be having a driving license, so you are already a judge. That is hard to understand, but you are actually a judge by qualification, as well as by medical examination, because if you are unfit, you cannot be a truck driver. If you are not a judge of your vessel, of your vehicle, you cannot be a trucker. You see, what I'm saying to you, everything, ladies and gentlemen, is in your hands now. This is your opportunity. Seize the moment. There's nothing for you to wait. Take your pen and put your thoughts on it and send it to whoever you want that's in government. Autograph it with your thumbprint, never signature, an autograph. Okay? And send it to them. Tell them that they are sacked and that they do not have claim to your power of attorney. Which I'm now going to describe. Whether you are French, New Zealand, Australian, Canadian, US, British, English, United Kingdom. When you signed up for these death pledges called mortgages and loans, and a whole heap of other things, including credit cards, in there was a power of attorney, which they slipped in like toxicity into your cup of tea. That toxicity is called a power of attorney in their babbling language. And what that power of attorney does, it allows them even to vote on your behalf. In other words, whether you vote or not doesn't matter to them. They'll cast your vote on their behalf, whether you do it or not. In addition, you also gave custody of every decision making that you can possibly make to a solicitor on the back of the power of attorney that the banks fooled you into signing, which they handed over to the government as part of a trust for them to administer your life, your children, your houses, your driving license, your property, your gas supply, your water supply, your thoughts, what comes through the internet, and so on and so forth. As you can see, as much as these pathetic asses try to take control over you, all they do is fail. Because all you need to do is just simply turn around and write a simple letter saying, shut up, you don't have power of attorney over me. So, it's very inspiring what is happening throughout the world. Very, very inspiring. On the back of the major arteries, the truckers, as it were, don't let them call you anything else than other than men and women. They'll try to walk you into describing yourself as a driver. You're not a driver. That's a commercial activity. You are men and women making your thoughts and your feelings known to the rest of the world. And you are sacking your de facto government that stole your children, your homes, your lands, your votes on the back of banks slipping in power of attorney. See, I'll explain it to you this way if you are new to it. This is a piece of paper. If I give you this and I call it a power of attorney, you may ask me, what is a power of attorney? What it means is that when it comes to any legalities, anything of a paperwork, anything of an essential decision-making service, like voting, like your mortgages, debt pledges, like your loans, how your children to be educated, what the schools can do and what they cannot do, what the banks can do and what they cannot do with your money, is what you have signed away your entire decision-making to a lawyer that was appointed by the bankster. In doing so, you actually went into a position of trust because you don't wish to make these decisions. And as a result, they've been making the decisions for you in terms of money. And that's what they've been living off of. And their day has come to an end. If you go to my website, you will find 100% proof in every category that I am speaking about now. Period. That power of attorney had returned back to you already. Let me explain that again. The power of attorney that you signed when you applied for a credit card or got a credit card or went to university to school or a driving license, or hired a car, or any commercial transaction you made had a reinforcing power of attorney over you. Period. All of that had reverted itself post, as it were, coronavirus. Because corona is not a virus. That's your crown. The Canadian crown has returned back to the Canadian people. Although the words themselves are incredibly toxic, like Canadian and American, because people are not aware what these things mean. That crown has returned back to you. The power of attorney has already returned back to you. As a result, the entire planet is able to dictate their terms and conditions to the service provider called your bureaucracy. Not the government. The government is a corporate instrument to provide the essential services that you dictate should be. That would be banking on demand, fuel on demand, energy on demand, services rendered on demand, and you are the beneficiary. That has already returned. And they were hoping by vaccinating you, you would psychologically believe that you are vaccinating yourself or medicating yourself against you taking back your own crown. The crown is like the Crown Corporation out of City of London, which actually runs Canada. You know that's part of the so-called Commonwealth. The Commonwealth, the wealth of your country, is for the commoners of England. You understand? It's got nothing to do with you being commoners. But before I get it too convoluted, because the level of corruption is so vast, if I was to explain just one, I have to explain a more and more and more. Needless to say, it's like you being handed back your mortgage documents and your mortgages. They don't want to touch it anymore because you are in control of it. And they are trying to desperately get you to surrender your power of attorney back to them so they can make decisions on your behalf and tax you to death or vaccinate you to death. Look up in the medical dictionary. It is on my website. And there it will tell you corona is a common cold. Full stop. You can see on the back of this that, you know, what you Canadian truckers are doing, you are inspiring the whole world. Yeah, you've done that. No one person did it like a Gandhi or a Nelson Mandela, which are all. And if you're new to my channel, this will come to a shock. Like JF Kennedy and etc. or all cartoons put there so you may focus your attention on Nelson Mandela or Gandhi or any one of these things as part of a hero worship. But you have decided not to hero worship any one individual or any one group, but decided to do things for yourself, by yourself, because that's what men and women do. And collectively, you have come together. I congratulate you. It's brilliant. You are now inspiring everybody else. Yeah. You've got to keep it up. If you want help from the Federal Postal Court, including me, come to me. My details are everywhere. Just put in my name, Mark Kishon Christopher. It'll instantly come up. So, as you can see, it's traveled to New Zealand, it's going to Australia, it's going to France, and it will not be able to, nobody will be able to stop it, because these are moments in time that are pivotal to let this de facto parasitical governments and men and women calling themselves privateers, letting them know that you pinworms in mankind's anuses have nothing to do with anything. You can easily be removed by just simply taking a dose of castor oil or some sort of constipation medication, as it were. I congratulate you on seizing the moment. I congratulate you on putting your thoughts to paper and sacking your government. It's very simple. You just get a blank piece of paper You put your name in. You don't need to put your surname in. Surname is a toxic thing. You can put your address in if you want, but put your zip code or postcode in lowercase. That makes it non-commercial, domestic. Simply tell them that you are withdrawing your power of attorney and that you are now in full control and that you are sacking the trustee position of your government and you are instructing the bureaucrats to do exactly what you tell them on paper. Autograph it, not signature. Write out your name in a legible fashion. Put a full colon in front of your name. And if you have a second name, put a hyphen. Write that one out. Totally in lowercase if you want. Perfectly fine, but never in uppercase. Put a full stop. Get a thumbprint and stick it on the paper. Turn the paper over. Put your autograph across it. If you wish to stick a postage stamp on it and cancel it out with your autograph at the bottom or on the top with your thumbprint and the date you sent it, that will do it. Whether you wish to send it to your Prime Minister, to your bureaucrats, or to your coroner's office, coroner means corona. Your coroner checks for life, signs of life, by checking if you have a crown, that is a glow around you called your bioenergy. Yeah, and they can be lawyers, solicitors, or they can have medical training. You would have thought it was medical training, but no, they're just lawyers. They need to see your thumbprint. They need to see your autograph called, it's a 3D. And they need to know that you have cancelled out the value of an actual money, which is what a postage stamp is. Postage stamps are units of money of the federal governments. Cancel it out so nobody else can spend it, so it cannot be redeemed or reused again. That means you spent the money with the post office, with the most powerful organization on this planet, Universal Postal Union. And send it to them. Make it very simple. Simple. When you are dictating your terms, you're not going to give them reasons. You're not going to find reasons why they need to do this or that. Or you're not going to ask permission. It's like John the butler, can you go and get my car ready now, please? That's polite. Do it by then and now. You decide. But as long as you do it, just as you got into your trucks, just as you got onto the streets with your boots, in the cold, yeah, just as you've done all of these things, pick up the pen, start using it. Pick up the postage stamp, start using it. Look up David Way Miller, he will explain these things. So I want to thank you, all of you that are doing this. Thank you very much for thinking enough about yourself and about the rest of your mankind and womankind to do this. They'll try to call you human. You are not. Human means the colouring of the law. You understand what I'm saying? So they'll try to say that you are a white man. A white man is a North African by the Federal Styles Manual. That's why Nelson Mandela worked so hard to let everybody verberate, sorry about the mispronunciation, that they are white South Africans. That's an oxymoron. You can't be a white South African when you tick that box under the Federal Styles Manual, because white man means North African. Look it up. And then they tick another box that they are black South African. Black means that you have no standing in law. That means you can't write contract, that you can't autograph or nothing. He got you to verberate, to walk you into a trap, because he is that, those types of people, that people, human beings have been hero worshipping, are just pieces of dog feces on mankind's shoes. And with the Asians there, they'll try to tick the box coloured. Coloured means that they are subject to the colouring of the law. Yeah, so to them, it's like, that's like me paraphrasing. Some in, you know, in Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others. In other words, when they tick that box, colored, they are subject to the coloring of the Constitution. That some animals, some men, some women, some humans are more equal than others. That's the level of toxicity that is in the very fabric of hero worship. Pretty soon I will be exposing what Jehovah means and what Jesus means and all of these words. And it will have a tremendous amount of shock for those people that have just followed. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the power of contract is verbal as well. It's called a verbal contract. The power of contract is also written, an autograph called the power of a contract on paper. How you conduct yourself is the power of the contract, and your conduct is echoing through the world. It's inspiring people. And it certainly has inspired me. It's inspired the New Zealand, the Americans, the French, and it's going all around the world. The corona, that is you with your life force ability to make your own decisions, has already returned. You just need to put your terms and conditions in by knowing how to use the pen. Really, it's quite simple as that. That is what I've been doing since 2008 and since 2012 with David Wayne Miller until he passed away. My position on this planet is that I'm the Chief Federal Postal Court Judge, Planet Potentiary Judge, because I am educating you. There are other positions that I hold for the benefit of mankind, not humankind, because that's colouring of the law. That's why in the 70s and 80s, the police used to try to force people to say that you are coloured. They used to tick the box coloured. And in the Federal Styles Manual, that means that you are subject to amendments called some animals are more equal than others. Thank you very much, Canadians. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inspiring people. If you need my help, contact me. I will give you my help unconditionally. Okay? So, until next time, thank you very much and bye-bye.